out into the crossing before the lights can change. A left that reminds her she has to lean with him when he turns and that she's never liked motorcycles. And then he's bombing down a more upscale alley, past she sees something called Sugar Heel Bondage Bar. He passes her back a metallic blue helmet with flaming eyes painted on it. She manages to fumble this on but can't fasten the strap one-handed. It smells of cigarettes. Her forehead throbs. Slowing slightly, he turns left into another alley, this one too narrow to admit cars. It's one of those Tokyo residential corridors, lined with what she assumes are tiny houses and punctuated with glowing clusters of vending machines. Billy Pryan's paralyzed grin on one, proffering a bottle of pickle. She's never seen a scooter drive this fast down one of these and wonders if it's illegal. He stops where the alley intersects a wider, car-capable one, slams down the kickstand and swings off, removing his helmet. A pair of tough-eyed Japanese kids throw down cigarettes as he hands one of them his helmet and unzips his parka. "What are you doing here?" Case asks him, sounding as if nothing very remarkable has happened as she dismounts and tugs her skirt down. Boone removes her helmet and hands it to the second kid.
"Give him your jacket."
Case looks down at the Ricksons, sees the tape peeling where Dorothea burned it. She pulls the Ricksons off and hands it to the boy, now fastening the strap of the blue helmet. Noticing a missing finger joint there, against a flaming eye decal, the boy puts the Ricksons on, zips it up, and hops on the scooter behind his partner, who's wearing Boone's helmet and parka. This one snaps the mirrored visor down, returns Boone's thumbs up, and then they are gone.
"You've got blood on your forehead," Boone tells her.
"It's not mine," she says, touching it, feeling stickiness smear beneath her fingertips. Then, "I think I'm concussed. I might throw up. Or faint."
"It's okay. I'm here."
"Where did they go with the bike?" The metal column of a traffic light across the alley, furred with weird municipal techno kipple, twins itself, dances, then comes together again.
"Back to see where those two are."
"They look like us."
"That's the idea."
"What if those men catch them?"
"The idea was that they might wish they hadn't, but after what you did to them, they might not be up to much."
"Boone?"
"Yes?"
"What are you doing here?"
"Watching them watch you."
"Who are they?"
"I don't know yet. I think they're Italian. Did you get the number? Is it in the laptop?"
She doesn't answer.
This is the end of the CD. The audiobook continues on the next CD.